Oh, when the farm, yeah, as I say, the whole thing changed hands then. Yes, so whereas before, the, what was Dudley's name, for goodness sake, can't remember what his name was. No, you wouldn't know, would you? But he only had cows, and that was it. When Vickery's came in, they had turkeys, ducks, chickens, pigs, and a Jersey herd, which my husband loved his Jersey cows. So he was very happy when it changed, because he had Frisians before that, so he wasn't quite so happy with the Frisians. So it was quite a different thing. And he also did a lot of arable stuff. Well, I can remember Wendy when she was quite young, because if she left there, how old were you when? 5 years old. They had a late harvest, and we were down the harvest fields stacking up the stooks, the sheaves, you know, for, and she was helping me, so we did that right down the ford, which was very nice. The ford field was a very long field next to the river, and we used to take the kids down occasionally down the ford swimming. And that was the boundary line between Hants and Berkshire. Yes, so yeah, and that was nice. We used to go down there. So apart from her housework, which I did, occasionally I picked. Where am I? I'm still at Swallowfield. Swallowfield. So I've got to try and remember. Did we go apple picking down there? No, I did the apple picking at Oakshotton. I tell you, I can't remember. But any sort of jobs that came up, we did. Always got on all right. Mr. Vickery was a nice man. He was teaching his wife to drive the tractor one day. Hit a stone with a tractor. He fell off and she ran over his ear. And I was coming up the road at the time, and he said, "Can you get me back to the farm?" He said, and he was telling me, "That fence isn't electrified. It's all right. It's an electric fence, but there's no power." I said, "That's all right. Carry on." So I had to see him back to the farm. But that was the sort of thing that used to happen with them, you know. They were. I can imagine she came from a gypsy family. She had that sort of attitude to life. But he was nice. He was really nice. He loved his cows too. But as I say, after a time, when the sons were all left school, he had three sons on the farm, so he didn't need my husband. That's when we went to Hawcleave. And Hawcleave is where I started working, wasn't it? What did I do? I worked for, I suppose, Hopkins was first. Very odd, because going back to Hawcleave, which is a little village, my husband came from Prysdene, which is just up the road from Hawcleave. So he was known in the village. And I was taken into the village as a resident, more or less, which you don't normally do. And I was taken into the, four people used to go down the hop gardens in February, and we used to open up the hops. The men used to come along and string the hops, and then of course around about May, June, we used to train the hops. Well, to go straight into that on your first year in a new village is very, very unusual. But usual village lot could be very clicky, but...
And did you go do the harvesting of the hops as well?
I did for 2 or 3 years, and then they changed the machinery. We always used to work from 9 to 4. Then they had some new machinery put in, and they said it would not be viable unless people worked up till 8 o'clock, wasn't it? And I said, "There's no way I'm going to leave my children running the village from 4 o'clock to, might have been only six, but it was a long day, and I said, no way would I do it. I still did the spring work, but not the autumn work. But as I say, with the spring work, there was only four of us there, so it was, you know, it was fun. We used to do that. Damn cold, I might tell you, in February. And we used to send somebody off about half past 11 to find some wood to light a fire, and then we sit there and have our lunch outside. We never went inside for lunch. And we did all sorts of things there. Hop training was quite interesting until they put it onto piecework. Don't like piecework, never have. But we managed all right, I suppose. It was after the hops, I think. Went potato picking. Went apple picking. What else did we do down to Sister Powers? Because I did the cleaning, but she only wanted someone to talk to. She wasn't interested in anybody doing the cleaning. I used to occasionally get some done, but she really was, in lots of ways. I felt so sorry for her. She was going off the rails, because her farm manager, his wife died, leaving two girls. Was one Carol's age and one's yours, wasn't it? Yeah. So they were around about the same age as my kids, and she took to looking after them. And he was a bit of a so-and-so. So, but what was I going to say? I thought I was going to say something. Oh yes, damsons were up in the orchard, and the apples were up there. We used to go sorting apples in the winter, and sorting potatoes in the winter too, down there, down the Oakshire. Nearly all of it was down Oakshire. It was either to do with the hops or to do with anything that wanted sorting. And we even went picking up spuds in January one year when they couldn't get them out the ground. Oh, that was dreadful, that was. But I had to pack up that because I had thyroid trouble and I couldn't do it. And there again, that went on to piecework. Somebody came up and pinched a bag of my spuds. Oh. So that was me finished. I thought, God, I'm not spending all my energy on something for somebody else to pinch. So I never went back because that was over at M Shop, wasn't it? M Shop. So round about, we've had rare old times one way or another. Ooh, let's go back to 1970. Of course, when we were over at Ramsdean, we had a doctor at West Meon who was very good to my husband, and he went on holiday, and his locum signed my husband off, much to his own doctor's annoyance. He says he's not ready to go off yet. Anyway, he had to find work of some sort, and he was taken on as a cleaner at Mercury, which Ramsdean, he had to cycle all the way. It was about 3 miles, wasn't it? 3 or 4 miles up to Mercury from there. But when we came down here, somebody he worked with lived in Horndean, so if he cycled to Horndean, he could leave his bike there, and he took the van up to Mercury, and he made a sort of a job for himself. It wasn't what he was used to, but it took him out to the house and it got him working, and he did all right. And it was when we came here that I really took on a proper job for the first time. I came here and I worked the first 12 months. I worked in McIlroy's in Havant, and not one of my better jobs. I had a feeling the people, I worked in the snack bar, and it was only a snack bar, there was no real cooking done. And the women there thought I knew more than they did, and that annoyed them. I don't know why they had this feeling, but that's the feeling I got about them. whether it was right or wrong, I don't know, I have no idea. But anyway, I said, no, I'm not stopping. I said, Carol's getting married on in October, was it? October. I said, I shall leave then. I'll give you a week or so's notice. And I said, I should leave when Carol gets married. So I left there. I went to the Labour Exchange. And she said, they want canteen assistance at Sperry Rands in New Lane. So I found out where Sperry Rands was and went up there for a job. And I met Mr. Nichols up there, who was in charge of the canteen. He said, can you cook? I said, well, normal things, you know, usual things. He said, I can get canteen assistance, 10 a penny. He says, I could do with a cook at the moment. And I've got the job as a cook, as an assistant cook there. How long was I there for? I was there about 6 or 7 years, I think. And Cook left while I was there because she was ill. Amy was ill then. And anyway, I took her over from her. One or two of the older ones weren't very agreeable about it, but they were like that to everybody. So we had about 14 people attached to the canteen, because you had to have people to do the machines over the office. I didn't have anything to do with that one, thank God. And various jobs I had to do outside. We had about four people over the offices, I think. If some for the offices, some for the factory floor. So we had 14 in the kitchen when we sat down to a meal. So there was quite a few of us. And I thoroughly enjoyed it, aggravacious, but it was...
It was a main meal at lunchtime.
Main meal at lunchtime. And we had to serve up three meals and fried eggs. can never really remember a valid complaint all the time I was there. They used to niggle about this, that and t'other. Whether somebody had more than they did or somebody had something different than what they, you know, get the usual. But on the whole, they were very good. Office staff were more inclined to moan than factory staff. Factory staff weren't bad. We worked 100 meals a day. And then, of course, we had the executive room. On top of that, we had 20 in there. So, it was actually, yeah. But it's something completely different to what I'd done in my life before, which was very interesting. And I thoroughly enjoyed it, till I fell out with the boss one day. And I was there 8 years, that's what I think. I said it was about 8 years. But I did enjoy it. And he knew what he was doing, and that annoyed the workers. Workers don't like anybody who knows what they're doing, and they used to pull poor old Nichols to bits every time. But they couldn't fault him because he knew what he was doing. But the canteen committee, people who never used the canteen, used to moan about the canteen, something shocking. But Mr. Nichols knew exactly what he was doing. And 9 times out of 10, he came out on top. But he tried to order something for the Christmas dinner, and I wasn't happy about it. And I said, look, Mr. Nichols, let these girls have 10 minutes rest now, and they'll work much better afterwards. But no, he wouldn't. He went on with it. And in the end, I walked out. And I never went back. Not given to doing sudden things like that, am I?
No,
you
have.
We've both done it, haven't we? Yes, we have both done it. I went up to St. I was up. I worked on the Tavern agency for 4 or 5 months, and I went up to St. Ivor's, and the cook there said to me, do you want a permanent job? I said, yeah, I wouldn't mind. So she told me what she wanted. She wanted an assistant cook. And so I went up there as a canteen assistant. And I went up there for that. And the area manager nearly went spare. He said, you do not take people from places like the Tav agency. You have to pay about £100 to get somebody off of the Tav agency, of course. You take an agency person off of their books, you've got to pay for it. But she always said you could never run that place without me. And I think even the area manager thought that in the end. But, so I worked right up till I left work, didn't I? Till I was 60 there. And then, of course, we'd go back, and times I had my kids. Oh, we had fun when the kids were small, didn't we? Yeah, we had fun. We've always been able to, I think the fact that I could roam with my children was wonderful. Something I missed myself as a small child anyway. And Carol was the oldest. Quite clever in her way, but never, not the sort to make waves. Artistic in her way, very, because her dad was too, come to think of it. Dad could always do cartooning very, very well, but he never made use of it, which was a shame. But Carol was artistic, but a bit of a plodder. I think you'd say for Carol, wouldn't you? Wendy, of course, was the brains of the family, and she passed her 11 plus and went to grammar school, which very nice, very clever. Stayed there till you were 18, did you? Wendy then went to college. It was a polytechnic then, but it's now the University of Hertfordshire. And so, so she knows more about it. But Carol went on to do A levels, didn't she? And then she did something so stupid, I cannot believe it was Carol. She went and worked in a bank, and she's worked there ever since. She's never really liked it. She should have had a more inspired job. She still does her painting now. And oh yes, she's doing German, isn't she? Is she still doing German? Yeah, because we don't see Carol very often because she lives in St Albans. She came back from Hertfordshire, and how long were you up there? Because you were up there for some time, weren't she? She did her 4 years up there. Her boyfriend went up after her while she was there. They got a flat together. Then you worked for a time, didn't you, in Hertfordshire itself, at Broxbourne, was it? And she came back, and about 6 months later, Carol and her boyfriend went up to Hertfordshire. So we just shipped it past the night. But Keith was a... Keith is a brains, but he won't use them, will he? How he never passed his 11 plus, I shall never know. He never passed his 11 plus. I can never believe it. Oh, he liked his mates too much, I think. And Keith, of course, we left Hawkley when he was 14, was it? Yes. It must have been 14 because he went to Warblington, which he hated. He went to Peterfield Secondary Modern, and he hated Warblington, so he never did anything there. He just lost interest. Then they wanted to put me in the dockyard. But Keith had a will of his own, and he never passed the 3 months trial period. And he then got a job down at Finch Dean, engineering apprenticeship down at Finch Dean. And he's still in engineering. Yes, he's into helicopter. Well, he's doing rotor blades, I think, at the moment. No, he's at Fleetlands. So now we've got children are all grown up, and even the grandchildren are grown up now pretty well, which is always a shame. Yes, I mean, so the youngest ones, 14, 15. Dan's 15. Michael's nearly 17. Nearly 17. Walkleyville then. Oh, I must have been between 16 and 18. I used to go over and see the cook's daughter in Gosport, and just before D-Day, her daughter lived in Albemarle Avenue, which is a very long road, and that road was full up with tanks and armoured cars, and that must have been a couple of days before D-Day. They went out from Harboy in Gosport. So that's about as much as I can say.
Yeah.
Waterville again, it must have had to be. I think that must have been D-Day, where the flights of aeroplanes with gliders, hundreds of them going over. That I did see. And I was out in the garden at Wolfhoover and I watched these planes going over and all these gliders behind them. That was a sight for sore eyes, I tell you. Sort of plodding along, and so I decided to take on a weekend job down at Beechwood House, and I used to do Saturdays and Sundays every week, and if the cook was on holiday down there, and I kept that on right until I went to Australia. So I must have been coming up 65, I think. No, because I said I wasn't going to come back afterwards, yeah. So I think I was coming up 65. So I did the cooking on Saturdays and Sundays, which was quite interesting down there. The place has changed hands twice since I left there. And I think Pauline's about the only one I know down there now. I don't think anybody else is there. I saw Michael the other week and he was nattering about what went on down there. But he didn't have very, very much to say. So that was my last job.